Blog Talk Radio.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
CMC said!
Let the music play.
Let the music play.
time to lift him up and to give him what's due to him. Well, welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. It is a blessing to be right back here from the studios of the Spoken Word radio station. Thank God for that song that says he deserves all of the praise because he's worthy. Well, we know that if anything else on this earth, we know that he is. He is worthy praise. And this week has been set aside to celebrate the birth of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as I have been coming on quoting this scripture in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Well, it reveals not only who he is, but that verse reveals his purpose. He's coming to save his people from their sin. He's coming to deliver them from that bondage that held them bound before he died on the cross. And when Jesus died on the cross, he set us free from every sin. He'd have set us free. You know, the Bible did tell us, it says, now what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. The Bible tells us about dying to self, dying to our carnal nature, dying to the worldly things that we used to do. And thank God for this opportunity to be able to celebrate this week the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, we understand, we know that Christ wasn't actually born during the winter month in December, but it's been set aside. It's nothing wrong with setting something aside. Now, we understand, and I know I understand, and I hope you do, that Christmas really ain't like it used to be anyhow. You know, most people don't. Now, I'm talking about before the coronavirus. Very few people families ever get together like they used to. Everybody's more concerned about what I'm going to get for somebody and what I'm not going to get for somebody that didn't give me nothing. Well, I believe this. Even if nobody don't give you nothing, you should. It's not about who give you something. It's about what you do. I often say what you make happen for others, God make happen for you. You know, you can't be selfish. You know, you can't, nobody don't give me nothing. I ain't going to give them nothing. Well, if they did, you did that, you're giving in the wrong motives. You should never give somebody something just because they give you something. Some people haven't learned those things when they was young because their parents, same thing. You don't give me nothing, I ain't going to give you nothing. And then sometimes some parents taught them, they don't give you nothing, don't give them nothing. Well, that's the wrong way. I hate to say that, but it's true. It's wrong. I don't give people things because I'm looking for something in return. No. I'm doing it because it is in me, first of all, because if it ain't in you, I mean, it's just a bunch of show. You know, it has to be in you. You know, kindness has to be in you. You know, not trying to get brownie points. See, one thing about me is I don't care about what people think about me. No. I do care about living a life that is pleasing to God. Letting my light shine, that as the Bible says, let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Every day of your life, you should be trying to let your light shine. Not telling people you're Christian, but living like you want. But I want to kind of focus on, and this is really my topic here, talking about the reason for the season. Why am I going to give a gift to somebody because they gave me one? If somebody don't give me none, then they don't deserve a gift. to some people. And then there are a lot of people go out to the stores, and the stores love during Christmas holiday, because most of the times most people don't be thinking when they go out and buy gifts, because they're trying to please somebody. They're trying to please somebody. So because they're trying to please people, they want to go to the store, and they want to go, and they know they ain't got the money. They're going to rob Peter to pay Paul. Can't even pay the bills. And many people during the Christmas holiday have been known to go in debt. You don't want to go in debt for nobody. And I really, honest with you, I think Christmas should be every day. When I say every day, I mean having a spirit of giving. Like yesterday, you know, we gave out toys. I told the people on the radio, those that come by, blow the horn. Some people did it. I gave them some of the things that was given to me by the dentist's office. And I gave out food to the community. And I gave toys to some kids that was in the line that didn't even know they was going to get anything. And when I did that, I wasn't looking for nothing in return. I did it because it is my reasonable service. It's in me. The Bible says Jesus went about doing good. Sometimes only time people do good is when people do stuff for them. You don't do nothing for me, I don't care nobody say. You don't do nothing for me, I ain't doing nothing for nobody else. Well, you got a selfish attitude. That's very selfish. I'm not going to just do things. See the difference between that attitude and a attitude of a child of God. You know, everybody claim to be a child of a living God. Ain't no way in the world you can be a child and live God and speak like that. Because our God, according to Scripture, the Bible said he went about doing good. He went around helping others when other people didn't help him. Read the Scripture. Psalms 53, the Bible said he was despised and he was rejected a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. He went about doing good. He showed compassion. He was a kind person. When you're a child of the living God, you're supposed to have passion. Have love. You got people during the Christmas holiday don't even have grudges against everybody in the neighborhood and everybody in their family. And people that don't talk to, well, I don't talk to them, you know. One thing I've learned about people is I don't associate with people that always running their mouths and first of all, I don't believe nothing what everybody say anyhow. You know, I don't care if somebody tell me, well, did you hear about such thing? I don't take nobody word for it. I go and do investigation myself. How do I do that? I can tell the character of the person. I can tell, you know, the more you're around somebody, the more the character of that person you start learning. And what we're saying here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, that we, as if we are children of the living God, our character is supposed to be kind, trying to help somebody. You know, I often tell people, especially during Christmas holiday, And I hope that you go and do this. Find somebody that you can help other than your own family. Go out of your way and help somebody that's in need. Share the kindness and share the love. As you share the kindness and the love, that kindness and that love would spread. Now, I've been doing a lot of things in the community. I gave out food yesterday in Orangeburg, South Carolina, gave toys out, and we got some other things that we're going to plan on doing just to share the love of Christ and let people know, you know, Jesus is that reason for the season. And sometimes during Christmas holiday, people try to take Christ out of Christmas. And you don't even hear about the Christmas, the birth of Christ You know, Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Santa Claus. And it's all Santa Claus. And it's all about getting stuff and making more money. But on this radio show, we're talking about the reason. And we know who that reason is. Jesus is the reason for the season because it's about his birth. Matthew 1:21, and she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from his sins. The Bible says you shall call his name Wonderful, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. The government shall be upon his shoulders. Scripture tells us in Isaiah, 400 years before the Christ was born, Isaiah prophesied the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't do it when he got there. He did it 400 years before then. Imagine that. That's why the test of every prophet is what he says come to pass. Anybody can say something, but when it comes to pass, that's the key. So the reason. We have to show kindness to people. Go out and buy somebody lunch that you don't know. I never forget, I was sitting in the Waffle House, and I didn't plan on doing this, but I heard the Lord speak to me. And I know a lot of people don't believe God speak to people, but he does. And he spoke to me, and was a couple of white folks there, and it doesn't matter what color they were, but the Lord laid on my heart. It was four of them. I told the waitress, I said, do me a favor. I said, I want to pay for those people food, and don't tell them until I leave if they ask. And I paid for them, and they were shocked. You know, Jesus was a man of compassion. Christmas should be spreading compassion. Christmas should be about kindness. You know, I often tell people, if you ever squeeze your hand in a fist, you can never get nothing. But when you open your hand out, you can always receive. Stingy people never get nothing. No. For showing kindness, I want to encourage you to show kindness to somebody today, this week, during the Christmas. Go down there and take your bag of sandwiches and give it to somebody that don't have nothing to eat. Share the kindness. I'll be right back. Christ out of Christmas, whatever you do. Don't put no Xmas on the door. Don't get nobody no Xmas card. Don't take Christ out of Christmas. You know why? It's just like somebody taking, when you have a birthday and you go to a birthday party and they call everybody name but yours. How would you feel? Don't take Christ out of Christmas. You know why? Because he is the reason. This is why we're here today. We're celebrating the reason for the season. And later on, I'll talk about the greatest gift that you can never have. It's not your presence under the tree. Even though everybody love getting some kind of gift. Everybody want a gift. But there is a perfect gift. And I want to talk to you about that perfect gift a little later on before we leave here. Don't forget now, you can always call the prayer line. That prayer line is open to pray for you and believe God for your miracle. The Bible says, if two of you would agree on earth as touching anything they should ask, the Bible says he will do it for them. Well, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's ministry is here to pray for you because we care about you. And not only do we care about you, but we know that God can step into your situation and bring change. Whatever the problem is, if you desire prayer, give us a call right here at 803-766-0335. Again, that's 803-766-0335. Also, let me remind you that you can hear us on Old School 1029. That is our other radio program radio station that we're on, Old School 1029. You can hear that around the world by going to cborangeburg.com. Click on Old School 1029. Every first and third Sunday at 1:30, fifth Sunday, 7:30 a.m. in the morning. We'd love to have you to come listen to us. Also, on Facebook, every Sunday at 10 a.m., yours truly, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, ministered the word of God in our live Facebook service where we minister, we preach the word and pray for you. And you can look at that on Kenneth E. Morgan Sr. Facebook page, E. Morgan Sr. Facebook page. And we're on there at 10 a.m. every Sunday, encouraging people that when you lost hope, remember that Jesus is your only hope. I believe that with all my heart. So we was talking about Jesus being the reason. And the song said, don't take Christ out of Christmas. And we want you to share the love with somebody. You know, sometimes it's best when you have a disagreement with somebody, stuff that you don't like, sometimes it's best to ignore it. Because you ain't going to agree on everything. That's what I've learned. Everybody ain't going to agree with me, and everybody ain't going to like me, but you got to learn how to live with it. Some things we stress ourselves out over too much. This Christmas season, during this Christmas season, share the love. Share God's passion with other people. But whatever you do, keep Christ in the center of Christmas, because this is what it's all about, the birth. We are celebrating a day that has been set aside. I like to say that better. A day that has been set aside when everybody else want to do their thing. And I understand some people, you know, I'm not talking about a Christmas tree. I'm not talking about presence. I'm talking about Christ's birthday. A day that has been set aside. Nothing wrong with setting something aside to remember what he did. Because I tell you what, thank God he came as a baby and was born and died on the cross, according to John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank God that Jesus is the reason for the season. You know, I think I need to go into my inspirational message. And what I'll do is I'll go and play another song, and I'll be right back. And then I will give my inspirational message, and I'm going to play the song by Kirk Franklin. Jesus is the reason.
Yeah.
Yes, Kirk Franklin. Jesus is the reason for the season. You know, I like a few things to say. He said, Santa Claus ain't got nothing on this. Every time I hear that, I start laughing. Well, it's true. Santa Claus ain't got nothing over Jesus. And then I like the part that Kurt say, if you don't know now, now you know. What do you know? Jesus is the reason for the season. You know, I was going to talk about having that perfect gift, but I think I'll talk about that this evening. Now, let me remind you, I'll be back on the air at 6:30 tonight celebrating the birth of Christ, playing some more Christmas music and, of course, other music, and talking. My message would be the perfect gift. I want to talk about the perfect gift. And what is that perfect gift? Afternoon, I want to kind of, I often love preaching inspirational messages to be able to help people. The Lord has given me that spirit to be able to help people. In Luke chapter 1, verse 37, now listen to what it says. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Now listen to this. This verse is a reminder that the things we think are impossible are possible with God. Let me read it again. This verse is a reminder. This is to remind us that the thing we think that is impossible, God says, are possible with God. And I want to talk a little bit because I talked about this, but I had a little interference on my video, and I want to talk a little bit about impossible situations. Situation during this Christmas holiday that you're going through. It doesn't matter where you're at around the world. The question to you this afternoon at 12:39, sitting here at the Spoken Word radio station in the state of South Carolina, taking this gospel around the world in Canada, in Pakistan, in Brazil, in parts of Africa, in the different parts of the United States of America. The question to you is, what thing that is in your life that you feel that is impossible and doesn't seem like there is no answer to the problem or any way out of the problem? It's like the door has been shut. It's like that commercial that says, I'm falling and I can't get up. You're falling, and it's like you can't get up. Your problems has caused you to feel this thing is impossible. What in the world I'm going to do? Well, let me just pause there and tell you let me give you some suggestions. First of all, when all else fails, look to Jesus. Let me say that one more time. Now, I love to repeat myself, so if you wonder why I repeat it over and again, because I want people to get what I'm saying. That's why I repeat it. Sometimes people be listening and they don't be listening, and then sometimes I repeat it because there's somebody that's listening to God, want them to hear that. I try to let it ring in their ear. Sometimes people hear things and they let it go in one ear and go out the other. You know, it's easy to sit and listen to radio and look at TV and ask people, what did he say? I don't know what he said, but it was good. No, I don't want it to be good. I mean, I want it to be good, but I don't want it just to be good. I want you to know that if you are facing any impossible situation and the door seems shut and there's no way out, how am I going to get myself out of this? That's for somebody listening to me. How are you going to get yourself out of it? Dealing with impossible situations that you know that man can't do nothing. Because when something becomes impossible, that means nobody can do it except for one person. Hey, glory. And the one that is qualified, the one that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ever ask or think, there is no failure in him. Your mama might fail you. Your daddy might fail you. Your kids might fail you. Your job might fail you. The government might fail you. Your church might fail you. But there is no failure in my God. I'm falling and I can't get up because it seems impossible. What are you going to do when the doctor have, you've been to the doctor, the doctor, the doctor, the doctor, as that woman in Mark chapter 5, verse 25, that tells us there was a woman that had an issue of blood for 12 long years. This woman suffered for 12 years. She fallen and she couldn't get back up. Doors were shut. And every door she went to, she couldn't open it for her healing. It seemed like this woman was dealing with this problem by herself, because if you go back in scripture, any person that had a blood disease like she did was treated like leprosy. She was isolated from everybody, dealing with the problem by herself. Now she's facing an impossible situation. What am I going to do? Have you ever said that? Who am I going to turn to? Most of times when you don't have nobody to turn to, fear grips your heart. Oh, I hope somebody listening to me. Fear grips your heart. And sometimes if you don't watch it, the fear takes over, because now you're dealing with an impossible situation and you're falling and you can't get up. And the situation seems so impossible until you don't know what to do, who to turn to. And even your family that you thought that you can turn to, you can't even turn to them. So now you like that woman that had the issue of blood. She now is going through a situation where she's dealing with this thing by herself. Have you ever said to somebody, it seemed like I'm just dealing with this thing all by myself? I ain't got no help nowhere. Nobody would help me. Well, if you feel that way, you have an impossible situation. But let me remind you that the impossible situation that you think that you're going through, God says that even though you've fallen and you can't get back up, I am a God that never fails. I am a God that has the power to speak into existence your blessing. Glory to God. Oh, I'm getting happy now. I'm trying to hold on to my seat. Hallelujah. I don't care what you're going through. That woman that had the issue of blood, you know, sometimes they talk about her issue, but they don't really talk about the money that she spent. The Bible says she went to many physicians trying to find help, everywhere, and the doors were shut. Nobody, no doctor could help her. What do you do when you want to live and you don't want to die? And you go on taking test after test after test after test, and now you get bad news, and somebody say, you know what? You just need to go and plan your own funeral. I think you need to go and make some arrangement. Well, let me just pause and say this. The devil is a liar. Eat combo hosada. Oh, forgive me. I'm getting excited now. Oh, glory. I got to tell somebody to listen, because somebody need to hear this. I feel this thing. There's somebody listening to me. God is telling you that regardless of the news that you got, you got to decree and declare over your life that you will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. If God can turn back time for Hezekiah, that the word came to Hezekiah and said that you will die. You won't live, but you're going to die. The Bible said Hezekiah turned his face to the wall, cried out to God, asking God to spare him. And guess what God did? God added 12 more years to his life. Don't tell me that God can't do it. The thing that it seems impossible with man, God says it is impossible. When Lazarus was sick and Martha came and Mary came and said to Jesus, your friend Lazarus is sick, asking Jesus to come and minister to him. Well, Jesus didn't go nowhere. Just make sure you remember this. He may not come when you want him, but I promise you, he's always on time. Glory to God. Well, the next word came to Jesus, and the word says that Lazarus was dead. Jesus said, let's go. As Jesus went, and he met Mary and Martha, and Martha, when she saw Jesus, she was upset. She said to Jesus, if you would have been here, my brother would have never died. That sounds like a person to have anger, frustrated because I've been dealing with my brother's sickness and I was trying to call you and you didn't show up. And now he's dead. Have you ever blamed God for somebody that died? God, if you would have been here, my brother, my sister, my grandmama, my kid, my son, my daughter would have never died. Jesus says to Martha, your brother will rise again. And I get smart. She said, yeah, I know that. In the resurrection in the last day. And Jesus set her straight. Listen to the words Jesus said. Now you get to hear this word. Listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said, I am. Now he's given his purpose. He's telling his identity. I am the resurrection. Yeah, I know your brother gonna rise again in the resurrection, but who you think you're looking at? I am the resurrection and the life. Glory to God. He that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. And God is saying, you know, sometimes we go through hardship. We go through problems that cause us to feel down and out. And we feel like, God, if you would have fixed it for me, I wouldn't have had to go through this thing. But God's word to you that everything God ain't going to fix, I'm sorry to tell you. I know that our feelings are there, and I know we want to hold on to people, and I know we want to hold on to our husband, our wife, our kids, our mother, our father. But there comes a time, as Ecclesiastes tells us, is a time for everything. And Ecclesiastes says a time to live, and it's a time to die. The scripture says, man that is born of a woman is of a few days, meaning all of us have an appointment. I know people don't want to hear that, but, you know, we all get to go. Somebody said, preacher, I understand that, but you ain't making it easy for me. What am I going to do? I'm grieving. I don't know what to do. Well, let me pause and go back and tell you what I said earlier. There is no failure in God. And when all else fails, look to Jesus. He is the one that can give you the grace and the strength. He is the one that can comfort you, because Isaiah 53 tells us that he was despised and rejected, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. He knew what it felt like to be acquainted with grief. And as he tells the Apostle Paul, he says, my grace is sufficient, glory to God, and my strength is going to be made perfect in the time of your weakness. Is this your time of weakness? Yea, do I walk through dark valleys. Are you going through dark valleys? For I will not fear. No, you don't have to fear, because thou art with you. God is with you, and he promised to help you and to rescue you out of this problem and to hold you up in his hand. You ever heard that song? He got the whole world in his hand. Well, he have you, your grief that you're going through, that impossible situation you're going through. He has that thing in his hand. God's promise to you is, when you are going through difficult times, remember what Isaiah 43, 2 through 3 says, when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When it seems like you're in over your head in deep depression, deep grief, deep financial problems, deep discouragement, he says, when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulties, you will not drown. You see, it seemed like you're about to drown in your depression, drown in falling and can't get up, drowning in discouragement, in grief, in stress. But God's promise to you that the waters that you seem like it's about to drown you, the Bible says you will not drown. When you walk through fire of oppression, you will not be burnt up. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my victorious hand. What is God saying? Here we go. I hear that song again. Song says, give it to me, I'll bear it. Give it to me, I'll share it. If there is a need in your life, God said, I will take it if you only give it to me. The song says, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved an old wretch like me. I was lost, once was lost, now I'm found. Was blind, and now I see. He's going to open your eyes so you can see that when all else fails, lift up your eyes, as one, Psalms 121, lift up your eyes towards that hills. one that is able to fix the problem in the situation. Is there anything too hard for God? There ain't nothing. Nothing too hard for him to do. I want you to remember that whatever you go through, and I love this psalm because it encourages you that he ain't going to let you fall. I don't care what you're going through. Whatever's impossible situation, he won't let you fall. Now, if you desire prayer, give me a call right here. 803-766-0335. 803-766-0335. That prayer line is open to pray for you. And God says, if you just hold on and don't let go, I'm going to come through for you.
listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
All of my help comes from you. Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times? When we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while. Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
All of my help comes from you. Well, that's what we need to know, that when we're going through our impossible situations, we know that God is the one that can bring us out of any problem and situation. Well, I pray the inspirational message in which I preached a couple of minutes ago, I pray that would be a blessing to you. Now, let me say again now, we're always here to pray for you because we care about you. The telephone number is 803-766-0335. We're here to pray for you, and if you need prayer, or you need someone to talk to, give us a call. We'd be glad to pray for you. Let me pray for you. Now, Father, as we have preached this inspirational message, there may be somebody feel that that all doors have been shut. They've fallen. They can't get up. Dealing with impossible situations. They feel like they're drowning. Feel like the rivers is just overflowing them. All the oppression, depression, grief, those situations that they need you to fix for them. Is there anything too hard for you? God, I know. According to 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, and this is the confidence that we have in you. That if we ask anything according to your will, you hear of us. And if we know that you hear of us, we know that we get the petition that we desire of you. We know that you're going to move on our behalf. But Father, I pray that every person that will receive this prayer and come in agreement, I pray, God, I bind the spirit of depression and command it to go right now in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of stress. Bind the spirit of oppression, depression, grief. I bind the spirit of discouragement. God, and I release the spirit of joy for the spirit of heaviness. And Father, I pray in Jesus' name that every person that needs you to move on their behalf, God, I thank you for supplying their needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, Father, touch them and minister to them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Have you ever walked up alone? Oh, thank you, Lord. you are going to pay your bills. And a still small voice says, be strong. Sometimes struggle. Today is your day. Today is your day. Get ready. You're next in line for a miracle. A miracle. The Holy Ghost has said it's your miracle. You're next in line. I don't care what the devil told you. You're next in line. You've been listening to them and have had you bringing up the rear long enough, but you're next in line for a miracle. those hands up. Come on and bless them. Come on and worship the Lord. Receive it by faith tonight. Come on and receive it by faith. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yesterday is your day to receive your miracle from God. God has a miracle with your name on it, and it belongs to you. Well, surely Caesar said, you are next in line for a miracle. I tell you, that song got me stirred up. And I want to let you know that if you're listening to me this afternoon and you need a miracle from God, I want to tell you, just reach out in faith and receive your miracle from God. I ain't talking about next year, next month. I'm talking about now. The song said, today is your day for a miracle. And the God for who I serve is a God of miracles. He's not a day of miracles. He's a God of miracles. Well, my time is almost up here, and I tell you, that song have stirred me up, and I pray for every person that is believing God for a miracle. Don't give up. Trust God. Hang in there. Help is on the way. All you need is have faith in God. And he didn't say a lot of faith. He said faith as the size of a mustard seed, as a grain of a mustard seed. Small. A mustard seed is a small seed, but powerful. Use the little that you got to have confidence in him. And not no doubt, know that he's going to bring you out. This is my prayer for you. Well, I will be back here tonight at 6:30. Join me tonight. Now, if you want to talk to me and you need prayer, let me give that number again. You done heard me say that a couple of times, but here go the number, 803-766-0335. 803-766-0335. Call me right now. I'm here ready to pray for you. Well, I'm going to go out on this song. And that song says, more than anything. God bless you. See you this afternoon, this evening. Have a blessed afternoon.
Thank you. don't know how many of you really love him today, but I love him with my whole heart, my mind, and my soul, everything that is.